Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the BA Sales Chemical Health Holistic Healing Hour. Some of you by our invitation, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, welcome one and all, ubiquitous audience, one and all, however you got here, thank you for doing so, thank you for continuing to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help. We're here daily, 6 years now running, going into our sixth year each and every day. Three times over, audio-wise. Blessed that we're heard on most platforms where you would hear any podcast show. And then my YouTube offering daily is Grandpa Bill, Grunts and Groans at Bill Holt 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe, share it where you're comfortable in doing so, pay it forward. Join us at my social media in these three shows. Continuing to pay it forward, we do grow exponentially with your help, and we appreciate that to keep us vibrant in doing these shows moving forward. Today, just about 30 minutes, thereabouts, going to revisit Reiki 1, my in-studio training a couple of years ago here on a local level with Dr. Dustin Sulak, Sensei Dr. Dustin Sulak. I've also acquired and attained Reiki 2 online through Dave Nelson in the Infinite Reiki Institute, and I'm presently embarked on preparing for Reiki 3. And a recent note, we've talked about meditation, Qigong, in particularly, and exercises today that encompass Reiki, breathing, and the wall exercise. And we'll begin it all in 10 seconds after this break. Deep calming breath. Okay, welcome back, and let's talk a little bit more about Reiki, be it 1, 2, or 3, and all of the above. But I'm revisiting my own certification, Reiki 3. I want to revisit my in-studio training with Dr. Dustin Sulak, Sensei Dr. Dustin Sulak, and the exercises for the immediate 21 days and then beyond for anybody that might be embarking on Reiki 1 for the very first time and or have just completed it. There's normally a suggested 21-day cycle of exercises, but I always recommend and do myself practice them beyond. So we've been talking a lot about Qigong at the Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, all things physical workouts, resistance bands, free weights, all things nutrition, all things predominantly for we Silver Streakers, but good for all kids from 1 to 92. So speaking of Qigong, which I've been speaking a lot about here in recent shows, the class that Dr. Sulak teaches, and he demonstrated a simple Qigong exercise called the wall squatting exercise, which I've done over the last couple of years since taking Dr. Sulak's in-studio Reiki 1 certification course at the time. This exercise is an excellent way to help the physical body prepare for increased energy flow. So what you do is place your bare feet together with your toes a few inches away from a smooth wall, standing straight but relaxed. Begin the movement with the tip of your tailbone moving forward as you bend your knees, then lower your body to a fully squatting position. Begin to raise yourself, the movement again initiating with the tailbone. Your arms and shoulders will hang slightly in front of you during the movement, but always return to a fully upright position after each repetition. Over time, your breath can settle into inhalation as you squat and exhalation as you rise. Moving the toes further from the wall makes the exercise easier, while moving the toes closer to the wall makes the exercise more challenging. Find your sweet spot. Choose a smooth wall to avoid scraping your nose or forehead, and be sure to find a space where, if indeed you're falling back onto your behind, you'll not cause any collisions. Try this exercise every day during the cleansing process. Begin with as few as 5 to 10 repetitions and work your way up. At that juncture, you'll be amazed at the fast progress made when practicing this exercise daily. Dr. Suak recommends gentle stretching exercises, especially for the spine, during the cleansing process. Stuck emotions and rigid patterns of thought and behavior are often stored in the physical tissues, and stretching in the setting of increased Reiki flow can bring these to the surface, helping them to change. Acknowledge and deliberate and deliberately shine your light of acceptance on any feelings and emotions that arise during these exercises. Remember to keep breathing as you allow yourself to experience and retreat from anything that arises. Deep calming breath. Yesterday, I talked about a series of Qigong exercises that I'm in the process of getting some videos ready to show you for workouts for geriatrics. Back when I took Dr. Suak's Reiki 1 in studio, the only in-studio Reiki training I've ever taken, as again, I completed Reiki 1 and 2 online also at Dave Nelson's online course at the Infinite Reiki Institute, and I'm still in the process of boning up, reading, preparing, exercising, literally and figuratively, for Reiki 3 certification, which I am not certified as of this juncture. So back when I did Dr. Suak's in studio, the immediate following 21 days, I kept a journal, and I basically keep a journal ever since and record anything important to notice about my physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing process pretty much on a daily basis. Daily practice of the following meditative exercises during the cleansing process and beyond can greatly enhance your personal growth and healing. In these exercises, focus on the breath and allow the mind to grow quiet, but don't force it. If thoughts pop up, acknowledge them, fully experience any feelings, and bring yourself back to the gentle flow of your breath. Sit comfortably or lie with your spine straight and your tongue touching the alveolar ridge behind the upper front teeth. This connects the major energy channels on the front and back of the body, which we discussed in physical Qigong exercises and breathing exercises as well. Loosen any tight clothing that may interfere with your breathing and abdominal relaxation. Begin with your eyes closed, and as you become familiar with the exercises, try them with your eyes open. Place your hands in a comfortable position with the palms up and the fingers relaxed. These exercises may be performed individually or together in a succession. At the conclusion of your daily practice, try rubbing your hands together and massaging your ears and earlobes to help the energy distribute through all the subtle pathways in the body. Take at least 1 minute to stretch your body and allow yourself to become fully awake and aware of your surroundings before getting up. Pardon me. First exercise, liberated breath. Begin by observing your breath without influencing it. Eventually, it'll become a regular thing. This may take some time. Simply observe the various phases through which your breathing progresses until you feel it become regular and rhythmic. Next, gently influence the regular cycle of breathing you have settled into. Without trying to breathe differently, invite your inhalations to go deep into your lower abdomen, eventually allowing it to expand fully. Continue to exhale naturally and effortlessly. Continue this process by inviting your breath to expand into your upper abdomen, chest, back, and finally upper chest. Feel how breathing in these deep cycles affects your body and mind. Record your experience in your journal. The goal of this exercise is to connect with and liberate the breath by observing it without physically influencing it. You create an energetic space for the breath to expand using intention and invitation. We talked about resolutions and intention yesterday, or shortly after the new year as it became, or all of the above. Okay, deep calming breath exercise 2, central channel awareness. The central energy channel extends between the crown of the skull and the root area between the anus and the genitals, or perineum. Get yourself into the zone of liberated breathing as described previously for 1 to 2 minutes before moving on. Begin by focusing on the pelvic floor. Explore filling this area with white or gold light. We've talked about this before, archivally. Or use any color that feels right for you in that time frame. Keep your awareness on your root for several full breath cycles. Then allow your awareness to rise up the central channel, the pelvis, abdomen, diaphragm, heart, neck, and head, which we've talked about many times archivally. It's also the same premise because it's the same set of breathing exercises, but when you do Qigong, Tai Chi, we'll talk more about it at the Workouts for Geriatrics. Most importantly, just feel this area as you fill the space with fresh awareness. You may notice an involuntary, spontaneous movement of energy through the channel. Simply observe it without influencing it. After you reach the crown, gently allow your awareness to descend through the central channel to the root. At first, as long as you need to allow your awareness to gently wander through these areas, go low, go slow, tortoise in the hare. Eventually, you'll find that you can synchronize this internal awareness with your breath. Actually moving up to the crown. As you inhale, and moving down to the root as you exhale. Continue this cyclic, slow, deep, and steady breathing while feeling sensations and emotions as you move up and down the central channel. After a few minutes, stop directing your awareness up and down and simply observe the channel as a whole, like a tube of light inside of you. Imagine or actually feel a sensation of light emanating from the top and the bottom of this tube. Then begin to imagine the tube growing wider, expanding to encompass your entire body. Imagine the light emanating from the top and the bottom of the tube, extending out into infinity. Exercise 3, the heart center awareness. The purpose of this exercise is to increase awareness of the energetic heart center. Practice liberated breathing as described earlier for 1 or 2 minutes. Place your attention on the area between your sternum and your spinal column. Notice how this area of your body actually feels. What are the physical sensations there? Is it tight? Is it expansive? Is it tingly? Is it warm? Is it cold? And so forth. How would you describe the emotional sensations in that area? Make sure you journal them. Remember them. Be cognizant of them. Revisit them. Continued liberating breathing and bring acceptance into any sensations you encounter. When you can deeply feel this energy center, move on to the next step. And then, as we talked about yesterday, Qigong-wise, we're going to explore going by the five senses and whatever ceiling that have kept us boxed in by the way we've been conditioned to utilize our five senses. So imagine that each inhalation draws energy and light from the central channel into the energetic heart center. Feel this center expanding with each breath into a glowing sphere of energy. Take a deep calming breath. Allow it to naturally expand as much as it wants. And you experience your heart filling as large as your whole body. The earth, or even the entire universe, as your heart expands. Notice the sense of acceptance and peace permeating yourself. Relax and take a moment to reflect on this feeling of an open heart. At the end of this practice, imagine some of the energy from the heart center flowing down your arms and out of your hands. We'll do a specific Qigong exercise in that regard as well. Exercise 4, light between the hands. Again, begin with exercise 1 that we talked about. Place your hands together in the prayer position in front of your heart for 3 breath cycles. Pull your hands apart very slowly, about 1 centimeter every few breaths, and imagine the space between your hands filling with an intensively bright light. When you feel your hands in the space between them, radiating Reiki, allow the energy to slowly guide your hands to move to someplace on your body or to a space around your body with your palms facing you. Continue into a Reiki self-treatment for as long as you like. Remember to give yourself frequent Reiki self-treatments during the cleansing process. In particularly, let's take that 10-second break. Deep calming breath, and when we come back, we'll do the second half of today's show. We'll talk about using Reiki with food, water, and air. We'll be right back to do so in 10 seconds. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. So, using Reiki with food, water, and air, it's another incredible tool for self-healing and self-transformation, which involves combining Reiki with the ancient practice of impregnating specific intentions into the substances that enter and later become our body. We do this a lot at the Intention of Coherence meetings every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Tuesday, with our guide, Seth Lee Brzezinski. I'm an audience member at that juncture there, but that's where I practice guided, and I do this. Y'all have heard me many times over the years talk about water fasting and food fasting, and water fasting with Summit Spring / Tourmaline Spring water, and or both. Over many, many years in my personal relationship with the township, the spring, my heritage, being part of the founding members of the township way back when, and myself spending childhood in the lake that's approximate to the spring, drinking Tourmaline Spring, and actually interjecting prayer unique to the water. I do this with my food as well. So quickly here, I'm going to do the tourmaline spring water prayer that I do to myself every Tuesday before Seth gets started there and in my own personal meditations multiple times daily and my water fast a number of times a week in conjunction with food fasting. So the amethyst, timeless beauty and solid foundation, invite peaceful recognition of your own inner beauty and standing in this world. Its million points of light encourage a fearless embrace of power and infinite possibilities endowed to each of us. Simply speak from open heart and open heart, and the tourmaline will deliver, absorb, and deliver the vibratory frequencies of your voice commands into your DNA for interpretation and obedience by all the cells in the body. The power to heal yourself is in your heart, and the amethyst is the messenger for self-healing or any other outcome you so desire. Natural Ormus water, tourmaline spring, source water. You are what you drink. Tourmaline spring, Ormus crystals are able to absorb and retain vibratory energy from our voices. The amethyst hexagonal shape of the water within our body matches that hexagonal structure of the water in and around our cells and allows transmission of the vibratory energy through resonance, allowing direct communication between your mind's intention and the body. Programming your own cells. Imagine that. Deep calming breath. And actually take a little sip of tourmaline spring water right now. Continuing on yet another water fast, soon in need of reordering more. Okay, so place your hands around whatever substance it is, out of the water, a plate of food, you know, the air around your nostrils, and allow the Reiki to flow into the substance while impregnating the substance with the specific attention. All of the prayer I just did with my water. This will infuse the molecules of the substance with the intention, which you then take into yourself and allow those molecules to become your body. You begin replacing the old body with new matter that has been charged for healing. Because this technique is so very powerful, recommends both Dr. Sulak and myself, I would concur as a non-practitioner, but having done this for many years, he recommends starting with a safe intention, such as the food, water, air is full of energy healing. The food, water, air, whatever example you're using, whichever one you're doing. Let's go back to the water. The water is full of energy. The water is full of energy that helps me maintain a state of love and acceptance. The water is full of energy that helps me more fully express who I am in the world and into the world. After charging up the substance, remain aware of the charged intention you just made and take the substance into your body. After practicing with the same intention for several days or weeks or months or years, feel free to experiment with whatever intention it is in your heart, using a different intention as often as you desire. It's your heart. It's your intention. It's your body. It's your soul. It's your mind. It's your innate trait within the body to allow it to heal itself. Food for the mind, the body, the soul. Heart-brain coherence. After practicing with the same intention again for several days, weeks, months, years, will experiment again with whatever intention it is that your heart's using. A different intention as often as you desire. You'll be amazed at how fast this technique works for manifesting healing, growth, success, anything. Once again, fully retired long ago, far away, some 2 years and counting in full retirement, I never missed a day due to illness in my entire working career, from a childhood entrepreneur to corporate America that I left in 1996 to my own self sole proprietorship in the animal and human genre, and all these supplemental income jobs that I took over the years to support being independent for those 30 years, and then in semi-retirement working in a biotech lab for 16 years and now fully retired, never having missed a day due to illness. Never having missed a day, basically. Got rewarded, took out old trophies, which I don't do, polish them up, show them, talk about them. Got remunerated. That means nothing other than that it's real, it's viral. Well, I've written articles on it. One scenario, the owner of the company actually said he'd get back to me, and I was very low-hanging fruit in that capacity on the bottom of the food chain. And he did get back to me, which I wasn't really when I posed the question, well, how much does absenteeism cost the operation as a whole? When John, Peter, Paul, Mary, Kevin, Tommy, Ahmad, the whole office is out with the flu, whatever else we supposedly experienced the last few years. WJAB, great radio station, Portland, Maine, the big jab. So this food, water, air is full of energy healing. This food, water, air is full of energy that makes me maintain a state of love and acceptance. This food, water, or air is full of energy that helps me more fully express who I am in the world. After charging up the subject or substance, remain aware of the charge and intention as you take the substance into your body. And again, practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. You can also use Reiki and intention, again, with your food, water, or transform any toxins or any impurities into substances that will be easily neutralized and excreted by the body. Gonna end it there for today. We'll have much more for you again tomorrow and each and every day. Continue paying it forward. Be part of our many intuitive groups. Large numbers. We're also changing old mindsets in the ways that we've been conditioned to live and breathe, literally and figuratively, that we talked about specifically in Qigong over the last few days and the exercises there. Just gave you a couple more here today. At this juncture, everybody knows somebody in pain, agony, suffering, up against it, contemplating, fearful, frightful, anxiety, doubt. We do this together calmly, peacefully, serenely, arm in arm, intuitively. Gonna be talking about that in the next facet of the Qigong show. Getting past the monkey mind, the survival mind, the intellectual mind, which has suppressed us to a large degree within the five senses, breathing, touching, hearing, sight, feel. What you're sailing within that box that we've been for decades and decades, can you go beyond? Are you going beyond? Let me know that. Interchange, answer the polls with all due respect at the shows. Talk about the fodder. Whom have you liked on the show? What got you here? And thank you for doing so. What's keeping you here? More so, thank you for doing so. Who do you like? What do you like when we've talked about? Are you prepared to answer the questions? What do you want them to answer as they come back on my show? Repeat guests, first-time guests, anybody that falls in that category that would like to be on my show legitimately. No foolishness. With things that help in these genres, please do. We grow together, we do it arm in arm, we do it community. Continue to pay it forward, the message is resonating. We have many goodwill ambassadors. We have butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors, lawyers, owners and manufacturers with their own companies, meditators, mediators, broad subjects that we talk about, many expansive. I'll be doing a couple of prelude shows about upcoming guests for early February, working on a couple for here in January late, and have one already booked for March, onward and upward. We continue to do the shows daily, and we probably will have one to two guests in studio, at least one, hopefully, moving out each and every week for you moving forward. And working on a couple of different projects behind the scenes. Stay tuned for those. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.